It's time for the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by Compos, your home for fun in the great outdoors. And now your host, Craig Compo.
The kennels?
Yeah.
Listen, my name is Roy D. Mercer. We bought a Yorkie from y'all about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
A male.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you, there's something wrong with him.
Something wrong with it?
Yeah, well, we've noticed it since he was a puppy. We named him Sergeant Yorkie. And we noticed ever since he's a puppy, he always squatted to pee. We don't know we didn't think anything about it. We just figured, you know, he's raised around girl dogs or something. But I was going to breed him.
Yeah.
And we put him out there with the female, and he didn't know what to do. You wouldn't have sold me a gay dog, would you? Yeah, it ain't funny.
I can't believe that now.
That poor thing out there don't know come here from Sikkim, ma'am. I tell you,
how old is he, too?
He too?
Well, I had one, and I've used him, but he was a house dog.
Yeah.
Teddy. And,
Teddy?
Teddy.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get him to breed till he was probably at least 3 1/2, maybe 4.
Well, by
God. I think he was always in the house, and he was always my lap dog, and he was always he would rather be with me. I mean, he'd get around female, he wouldn't even smell.
Well, by God, I don't know whether that's what's wrong with Sergeant Yorkie or not.
What's mom or dad's name?
Mama's got it on the AKC papers on there.
Yeah, you don't remember the mother's name?
I don't remember. We was going to breed him with another registered little Yorkie. Is my daughter's welding instructor. She had a female Buffy St. Marie, and that we was going to breed him with her, you know. And I lost the stud service. I had to give him the money back.
He wouldn't do it?
No, hell no, he wouldn't do it. Y'all have got any kind of some of them aphrodisiacs that we could use, or if you got any suggestions we might?
Because
I need to, I tell you right now, I'm wanting my money back for the dog. I just tell you, plain out, pure and simple.
Where are you from?
Tahlequah, north of Tahlequah.
North of Tahlequah?
Highway 10.
Oh, that north.
Yeah.
I wish you knew who the parents were so I could look it up.
What, can I just come get my money back and give you the
dog? 2 years later?
Well, he ain't good for nothing. I got $250 invested in him that I paid you for the puppy. And I was hoping, to breed him out and get stud service off of him. Right now, he ain't good for nothing. But squatting to pee, and he mopes around if he don't have a pink ribbon in his hair, too.
Well, who's been putting pink ribbons in his hair?
Well, it's my little stepdaughter. You know, she tried to frou-frou him up. If I brought him by this afternoon, would you just give him my money back?
No, I won't.
Well, listen, my wife's awful tore up about this. In fact, she's pretty peed over. She's getting ready to come down there and whoop somebody's ass over the thing.
Well, I can't just say, sure, bring a dog back after 2 years.
Well, that's all I can do to keep her in the house from loading up and coming over and whooping your ass.
What's y'all's name?
Mercer, M-E-R-C-E-R, Roy and Sharon Jean. And she's the one that's tore it up about it. I could care less. He ain't done nothing but jumped on my leg and tore up 3 pair of good khakis. I tell you, you might want to talk to her, because right now she's a fairly hot-headed woman.
M-E-R-Y?
C-E-R.
I'm going to try to look up and see the parents of that dog.
You ain't ever had this happen before, have you?
Well, if they're babied a lot, they'd rather be with you than be with a female in heat. You can give them...
I got a cousin pretty much the same way.
You can give them fertility shots. I mean...
Well, hell, how much is that going to cost me? I'm done out 250.
I know. I mean, I've given them. They're not that high.
I ain't going to do it. I may just change his name to Elton or something.
Trying to look up and see who his parents
If I put her on the phone, could you talk to her and tell her what...
Because
I think it might save you some problems in the long run if you'd tell her you're sorry and try to explain this to her.
Well, hang on just a second. I'm going to see the parents. appearance of the dog. I mean, I like to, I'm looking right now as we speak to see if...
Well, what difference does it make? Listen, that'd be, honey, get on the phone. I got this beaver woman on the phone, and she's going to tell you why Sergeant Yorkie won't perform. She's right here on the phone, ma'am. Hello?
This is crazy.
Oh, God. Glenda Kay, this is Phil and Brent and Roy D. Mercer from Tulsa. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
How many papers have you gone through there?
100.
It's just a joke, Glenda.
Oh, great.
Oh, boy. You can thank your husband for this.
Well...
I think he's not going to get no stud service for a while.
I put that little dog in front of the TV and watched it. He watched 2 weeks worth of Baywatch, and it didn't make no difference.
Are you okay, Glenda?
I'm fine.
Right.
I have never had such a question.
What's going on back in the background? You got it, so you have a dog kennel slash nursery?
No, just mine.
Daycare? Oh, I see. No. I see. Just yours, huh?
How many kids you got there?
Two.
Two? That's all? Sounds like a whole kennel full.
That's more that's more than Sergeant Yorkie's going to have.
I guarantee you that.
All right. Roy Mercer and the puppy skit there. Hey, it's Craig with the Outdoor Show. Welcome back at Saturday and towards the end of September here. We're winding down, getting ready for October, getting ready to, you know, watch the snow come down and do all that other winter outdoor stuff. But I've got something I want to talk about today. It's a little bit different. We, as most of you listeners know, we sold our business, kept the real estate and the buildings, of course, but the inventory and everything went across the street to Delta Power. And so, I have been busier than ever, winding that stuff all down and, doing all kinds of different projects, but never a shortage of projects. So we looked around town, around Fairbanks, and noticed there is just about no indoor heated storage available anywhere in this town. It's Amazon moving into the old, Kmart building. It's taken away a lot of indoor heated space, I guess. And from what I'm seeing on Facebook and everything else, there isn't a single heated indoor spot for vehicles like anywhere in town. So we're going to go ahead and we mapped it all out, and we've got a pretty decent sized couple of buildings over there off Boat Street. So we have started Boat Street Storage. We are going to fill up fast. I guarantee we've already haven't even announced anything until today. And this is airing Wednesday, so it won't even be on the radio till Saturday. I think I have some, radio spots start earlier this week, like Thursday or Friday. But big demand for that stuff. And so we decided, let's do it. Let's go ahead and we're going to keep the buildings heated anyway. So we go ahead and we mapped it all out. We've got room just in our main building for about 35 to 40 vehicles without getting them really close. I don't want to sardine them in there. They're going to, he'll have a couple, 3 feet to open the door and get it out. We could get greedy and just pack them in like sardines. We're not going to do that. We're going to keep it at 50 to 60 degrees. We're going to, we've got 17 security cameras. The vehicles will be sitting on either tile or carpeted floors. So pretty nice setup, for putting your baby away. If you've got a nice car, a classic car, a truck, something you don't want to keep out in 40 below or have to plow around or work around, or your driveway's it's always in the way. Maybe it's a rig you don't drive in the winter. you'll be able to go to our website, which is up now, boatstreetstorage.com. You can spell street either way, S-T or S-T-R-E-E-T. But S-T-R-E-E-T is the Boat Street Storage. And of course, it's in our facility at 4122 Boat Street. Excuse me. By appointment only. We have pretty much move-in dates are going to be the first few days of October. Move out will be the first 3 or 4 days of May. Excuse me. And this storage is set up like a lot of heated indoor storage. You can't go work on the car in the middle of the winter. There's no access. You bring it in, we disconnect the battery, or you do. Either way, we have the keys in a lockbox, and it sits there and stays warm all winter long, and it's going to be kind of neat. So looking forward to that. We also have room in there for dozens of motorcycles. If you got a real nice bike, a Harley, or just some real nice bike you don't want to leave outdoors or cluttering up your garage, pretty reasonable rates. We're at or under what was being charged over there at Kmart. It's going to be nice. Like I said, we've got to heat the building anyway. We're going to have a nice, warm, safe, secure place. We've, there won't be any visual. You can't look through the windows. We've got them all foamed up secured, so you know, keep the kids and stuff from trying to do something stupid. Again, alarm systems, 17 cameras. We can even provide you, let's say you're down in Arizona in January and you just want to make sure your baby's okay. You can request a picture, and we can just take a still shot from one of our security cameras, and you can look at your vehicle that day. Occasionally you can do that. So anyway, it's going to be fun. We may have, it could be full by the time you're hearing this, but we may have 6 or 8 motorhome spots in our other building, in the service department building, which has got taller garage doors. And there are some limits. We're not storing boats. Even it's called Boat Street Storage because that's where it's at, but we're not going to store boats indoors. When you're dealing with self-propelled vehicles, boats don't work in there. You know, you got to physically move them to get around. So we're not doing that. It's still going to be something you drive in, disconnect the battery, and there it sits. So we'll provide material for underneath the car just so it doesn't, if you have a slow drip or something, you'll know it in May if you do. But we'll make sure that it doesn't hurt the floor or anything like that. Anyway, if you want information on that, the best way to do it is go to boatstreetstorage.com. There's a rate sheet. There's a contract. All the details are there. You can review that. But like I said, we haven't even advertised it until just now, and I've already been approached by so many people that want to get their rigs in there. So I would imagine within a week it's full, which is what we want. Get it in there, get them all folded up, button it up, and then your vehicle's got a nice, warm, cozy place to sleep because, 40 below is not good on anything. You know how it makes your skin feel. Well, just think about your car fabric, your tires, seals, door trim, all that. Just that 40 above to 40 below stuff is not good for that. So anyway, if it's a car you care about or a truck or whatever, 20-foot is pretty much the length. We do have a couple longer slots, but we don't want, stretch limos in there or something. Just we want stuff that's easy to move in and out. And again, you move in first part of October and you move out first part of May. We call and schedule the move in and move out time. If you're out of town, you got somebody else that can take delivery of it, that's fine. If it's time to move out and you're not available for some reason, the contract states we have the permission to put it in our fenced yard outside, but of course in May that's all fine. It's not going to be that cold in May, you would think. So anyway, that's just something that's kind of exciting. We're getting going, boatstreetstorage.com. And you'll be able to go to info@boatstreetstorage to get any additional information. The phone number you'll be able to call is 907-888-0685. That's the phone number for Boat Street Storage. Like I said, by appointment only. If you just show up out there, it may or may not be somebody out there, but we're going to be moving everything in the first few days of October. So there you go, the new heated storage area in town. Like I said, it's not anywhere as big as Kmart or any of that, but we can still get probably 35 vehicles in the building, maybe 20 or so, 20 or 30 motorcycles. And if you've got a side-by-side, we've got different size slots. Plenty of room, but whether you've got a side-by-side you don't want sitting out all winter, or motorcycle, a lot of nice motorcycles in this town. So that's option, and it's by the foot. It's about $12.50 a foot per month. It's less if you prepay it, and that's what the rates were that's under what the rates were a couple of years ago over at Kmart. And again, you're not going to have them so close together. It's going to be nice heated. There are some height limitations, I think. So some can't do cab over campers in the main building. I think 7.5 to 8.5 feet are different areas of the building. So, and 20-foot length, all the vehicle spots are 7 feet wide. I went and measured. I've got a extended cab pickup truck, full size, and it's a 20x7. So those are what a lot of the spots are. If you've got a vehicle that's, let's say it's 18 feet 4 inches, you'll be charged for 18 feet. If it's 18 feet 7 inches, you'll be charged for 19 feet. So whatever it's closest to. But again, you know, a couple $100 a month, and most big rigs, like motorcycles, are down around, I think around 75, 85 bucks a month, which, you know, the wear and tear on the, from the winter has cost you that much in in repairs eventually. And it's just, you know, it's just, winters are harsh up here. Anyway, I'll be back after this break and talk more. We'll talk more about the outdoors.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compos. Bob Compos Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed. Compos' passion for getting you outdoors and away from the rat race, and their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say. And that's, treat people right and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly, and they'll tell a few dozen. Compost on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is, yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
All right, and we're back. Just got done talking about the new outdoor, or I'm sorry, heated indoor storage over at Boat Street. It's Boat. You can, if you missed it, you can go to boatstreetstorage.com or call 907-888-0685 if you're interested in getting a rig in there. But heads up, it's going to fill fast. We're not Kmart size, but... we're Compos cozy, so that's what it is. Hey, I've got to tell you, I'm really impressed with some of this new AI technology, and I've got, you've heard me with my my apps where I played Trump or Biden or whoever, but there's one I've signed up for that I really like, and of course I write music. You've heard a lot of my crazy parody songs and stuff, but there's an app called Suno, SUNO.com. And you can write lyrics. You can write anything. I did one for some buddies of mine. I did one for Satterberg, a jingle. It's called Better Call Bill. I'm going to play it for you in a minute. It literally took me, I'm going to tell you, between 4 and 6 minutes to write this thing. And it's just a short jingle. And it literally took 15 seconds for AI to put music and a voice to it. It just blows me away. So this is a little jingle called Better Call Bill. Most of you guys know Bill, the criminal defense attorney in town, handles a lot of DUIs and all that stuff. Anyway, here, check this out.
Flashing reds in your ears.
Is that crazy or what? AI does all this stuff. It's kind of scary almost how it is. I mean, think about that. It's gonna my guy that sings my songs, Roger McGill, goes, "Who did that song?" I said, "Don't worry, Roger. I'm still gonna use you." I like Roger's voice, and he does a really good job. But yeah, pretty crazy technology there. I've got a really fun one. So my gal Abby's son is a big Viking fan. His name is Jacob, and he just turned 18 recently. So I've been giving him a hard time about the Vikings because of their, if you've read the news or you've seen the couple of trans cheerleader gals on the cheerleading squad. And of course, so he goes, "Well, you're a 49er fan. They've got guy cheerleaders." I said, "Yeah, but they're guy cheerleaders. You know, high schools have had male cheerleaders. These are lipstick wearing, rouge wearing trans." So anyway, I wrote this song. He didn't care for it, but I'm going to play it for you. It's called "Jacob Was a Viking Fan." Okay, let's listen to this one here.
Jacob was a Vikings fan. Then they started 2-1. Had hopes the game at Christmas for the ages would be won. But things went bad on week 4. There won't be no parades. The team hung out with both those trans and the whole first string got AIDS. Their season now is over. I hope next year is better. 'Cause there's nothing like gay dancing boys wearing pom-poms and a sweater.
All right, well, sorry to all you Vikings fans, but I just had to do that. Yeah, so that's AI. That's a really cool app that you can sign up for. It's addictive. I must have done 30 or 40 of these to friends of mine. I did one for Tom Carter at Miller Salvage, wrote him one. I've done one for Abby's dad, several of them for Abby's dad. Just had a lot of fun with it. And then all of a sudden they go, "Oh, you're over your limit." And, of course, they want you to upgrade. That's how this works. They gotcha, you know, they gotcha. But anyway, haven't talked a whole lot about outdoor stuff today. This is the outdoor show, so we'll spend a couple of minutes just reminding you of some stuff that we always did when we had the business. You know, if you've got a four-wheeler and you're going to run it all winter, you know, plowing or whatever, you really should put the winter weight oil in it. They make most of the manufacturers have a thinner, more viscous oil for the crankcase. You know, a good time to change filters and all that if you put a lot of miles on them. Double check your wheel bearings, all that. All you got to do really is get it off the ground and try and wiggle them left to right. Just jack it up or get it lifted up and just make sure your bearings aren't weak, because if they are, going into winter is about the worst time to have a bearing failure. You know, get 2 feet of snow and you're plowing the driveway and all of a sudden you got a wheel bearing locked up. So boat wise you want to drain down your boat. If it's an inboard, the older inboards have petcock valves on the exhaust manifold. You want to do that. If you got a heater, on a lot of boats, you got to drain it down, make sure the water doesn't freeze in there. If it's, especially if it's like a Sport John or SJX or something like that, extreme shallow. And then a good idea to top off the fuel tank, put some fuel stabilizer in it. And when you put it away, it's going to be stored outside. Ideally, you know, obviously take the canvas down. If you can put the canvas inside, that's best. If you leave it on the boat, roll it up, put it down, and just don't wiggle it or move it during the winter. They'll be all right generally. It's when you move it at 20 below that something shatters. And then get the nose up off the ground, pull the drain plug, and put a horse or a stump, a big log stump is plenty of support with it nose up on the trailer, because the snow load weight can literally, I've seen it literally buckle the trailer tongue. You know, the whole front of the boat gets so much weight in it. And then, of course, you want, as it melts in the winter, in the spring, you want the water to run out of the drain plug. So leave the drain plugs out, jack it up. A few other things you can do, but that's pretty much it. You could take it to the dealership if they're still around, you know, the boat shop, Reeds, whoever. Anyway, that's just good stuff to do. Lots of other little things you can do, but that's the main thing. And again, it's going to be snow machine season, so you want to, I always tell everybody, disconnect the battery on your boat or take it inside and put it on a battery tender. That's really, really good because that'll save it. You know, there's always some parasitic drag from the battery, and you go to run it in the spring and it's dead. And that's Memorial Day weekend or something. You get to the lake and whoops. Yeah. Sorry, kids. Can't pull you on the tube, but you can go wade in the lake if you want. Yeah. Thanks, Dad. So, other than that, we're winding her down. Like I mentioned earlier, we got our Boat Street Storage business going for indoor heated storage. Give us a call or go to boatstreetstorage.com and check that out. Kind of excited about that. It's just a fun little business with no employees. You know, I always maintained when I got out, I had some great employees. I really did, but it's a struggle. You got to pay them really well. You got to take care of them. You got to give them leeway. That's all good. But I always maintained if I ever got involved in any other business after Compos, it was going to be minimum labor, automated or like indoor storage. You don't have a whole lot of labor there. You got to heat the place. You got to, there's heat, insurance, security systems and that, but there's not the day-to-day. Hey, I'm not going to make it in today. Sorry. Hey, I'm going to need to be off. Yeah, kid sick. Okay. Yeah, all that good stuff. So anyway, stored cars don't care if the baby's sick. You know, that's what's nice. And so our little slogan is going to be come in out of the cold. So that's about it. We look forward to this show every week. It's a lot of fun. I get a lot of good comments. I appreciate the positive comment on it. I haven't anybody too offended by what I put on the air. So that's always good. But until next Saturday, stay safe, stay warm, get ready for winter, and we'll see you outdoors.
You have been listening to the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio, streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on the Compos Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.